Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And so God's doing good things. And, you know, through the years, you all have sent very nice, significant offerings into the ministry. And we just appreciate you and appreciate Pastor Peggy, and Pastor Scott, wherever he is. I was telling him before we came out here, I was starting to wonder if he wasn't here today, I was going to think he really didn't like me, because the last two times we've been here, he hasn't been here. So it's like, man, what's going on here? No. In all seriousness, thank God for what he's doing, and amen. Thank God for you, and praise God. Recently, we were just in India. That's not on this, video. Just received a report recently. Our last crusade in India, we had over 8,000 decisions, but we had the pastors were reporting to us that the drunkards, drug addicts, troublemakers in the towns have, in their words, have found salvation. Amen. 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 Praise God. As they're listening to the word of God, hallelujah, the power of God is coming. And you got to understand from the because, you know, we lived there, we understand kind of the church culture there. For example, there, you're not allowed to take communion unless you've been baptized. They won't even give you communion. And so I know what they mean by that statement. It wasn't just someone said a prayer. They're now involved in their local churches. Wow. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. We had a boy in this last crusade, born. He was 5.5 years old, born with a hole in his heart. Well, at least he had a hole in his heart. Maybe he wasn't born, but I assume so. And they were saying he needed surgery, and he has been healed. They went back to the doctor and said there's no need for a surgery anymore. Glory. Another man who was dying of cancer, I believe, for 2.5 years. And suddenly, in the words of my director, to his surprise, his systems came to normal, and he's feeling not very well now. Praise Amen. God. Healed by the power of God. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. Real quickly, I'm going to have my lovely bride stand to her feet and greet you. It's my wife, Victoria. We've been married for 22 years. Maybe this evening she can share a little bit. The guitar on that video, that's my son. That's him playing. He wrote that. He can do all kinds of things, and he likes those nice soft tones, but he also likes to rock and roll too. But he's in Australia right now, going to Hillsong College, and our second son Samuel is in ORU sophomore year, and then our baby is 17, and he's still in high school. And praise God, they all love the Lord. So, are you ready? Yes. Let's go to Galatians. Galatians chapter 1. Now, you all are going to have to pray for me, because what I'm about to share with you, I spent about 5 sessions in Nepal sharing. So you're getting the condensed version. But and my heart is so desirous of this message and to communicate it well. So it's like every part is so full. But the Lord will help us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this beautiful church, these beautiful people. Thank you for Lake Worth. Thank you for your hand that is upon us all. Lord, we ask, first of all, for Lake Worth, that you would make it your sanctuary. In Jesus' name, that your presence would fill this whole community. That many souls would come into your kingdom. May it become your place of dominion. Your kingdom come. Make it your sanctuary. That the people of Lake Worth would experience the goodness of God. Lord, I ask you for utterance for this morning and these morning meetings and tonight. May you make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. May you open our hearts to receive truth. May we never be the same again. May our hearts burn with fire. May our hearts have a consuming love for Jesus Christ. And we give you praise and honor for what you'll do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 1. We can start with verse 15. It says, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles." I want you to notice the phrase, "to reveal his son in me." Amen. Talking about Jesus. Let's just talk about Jesus just for a moment. Let's talk about the person. The person of Jesus. You know, last night, my wife wanted chocolate. You know, we're in the hotel. She said, "I wish I had some chocolate." Fortunately, there was a gas station right next to the hotel, so I had to drive somewhere. I just walked right over to the, across the parking lot, went into the gas station and found my wife some chocolate. And, praise God, there was a man there, Raisa. Now, I just assumed, because I lived in India, that he was probably from India, so I started speaking Hindi to him. I don't know that much Hindi, but I said, "How are you?" in Hindi. "Aap kaise hai?" And he looked at me, and I said it again, because usually even when they're from India, they look at me twice, because they're not expecting to. And he says, "I don't know what you're saying, sir." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I said, I'm speaking Hindi." "Oh, I don't speak Hindi. I'm from Azerbaijan." "So what can I do for you, boss?" Anyway, I said, "Well, has anyone ever told you anything about the Lord Jesus Christ?" And this is usually the first response I get from someone from this part of the world. "I'm a Muslim." I said, "Well, that's good that you're a Muslim, but has anybody told you about the Lord Jesus Christ?" Long story short, he got born again. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I started talking about miracles and what we've seen. I talked to him about the Muslim woman who was paralyzed for 10 years, waist down, was healed a few years ago in one of our crusades. And he goes, "Praise God." He didn't say praise God. I said praise God. He said, "Yeah, but his wife is Catholic." He says, "That's called faith. Faith that moves mountains." That's exactly right. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So, have you heard about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. A lot of people have their own opinions about Jesus, but what does the Bible say about Jesus? Amen. Well, the Bible says that he created all things. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And not only that, he upholds it all together with the word of his power. You think about that. I like watching or looking at the stars. Of course, you don't get much chance to see the stars in the United States because of all the lights. But when I go to Africa after a crusade, eat real quick. Me and whoever's traveling with me, we just gaze for about 30 minutes because it's just unbelievable how bright they are and how many there are. But, you know, he spoke them into existence. You think about that. Amen. Scientists, astronomers, they can't even find, they haven't been able to number them all. You think about that. He has them all numbered. He has them all named. And when he calls, they stand to attention. And their orbits are so accurate that we make our clocks by them. You think about the rotation or the revolutions and everything of the universe. That's how we tell our time. It's that accurate. Isn't that amazing? And he spoke it into existence, and he holds it all together with the word of his power. Amen. Amen. He's the one who made you and me. And when we sinned against him, he decided to come at the bidding of his Father God. And he came and he clothed himself with human flesh, took our sinful nature. He had no sin, but the weakness of our sinful nature and our flesh. He came and lived amongst us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Born of a virgin. Amen. The Son of the living God. No earthly father. Lives amongst us and demonstrates the love of God to us tempted in every way to sin, but never once did he ever sin. Demonstrated the love of God, the power of God. The Bible says in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. But the main reason why he came, praise God, was to become our sacrifice. Hallelujah, our substitute. Amen. Bearing all of our guilt, all of our shame, taking our failures, our sin, our weaknesses, our sicknesses, our diseases, our poverty, our curse, our judgment, our punishment. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen? I like that old hymn that says, he paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sin away. Amen?
Yes.
But now I sing a brand new song. I don't sing it. I talk it. Amazing grace.
Yes.
Christ Jesus has washed my sin away. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. But then he was buried, and he... And in his death, he went down to hell and suffered the wrath of Almighty God on your behalf, on my behalf, and destroyed Satan's power, defeated our enemy, and then God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. When Adam sinned, he stood outside the garden on behalf of the entire human race, condemned by his own sin before Almighty God. When Jesus rose from the dead, he stood outside that tomb, justified, righteous, victorious on behalf of the whole human race.
Thank you, Lord.
As our representative to Almighty God. Isn't that beautiful? Ascended to the Father's right hand, seated right there as our great high priest to help us, to pray for us, to plead our case before the Father when we mess up. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But not only that, he authorized the church to go into all the world, to go to Lake Worth, praise God. Amen. To share the gospel, not just in our own strength, but in his name, with his authorization. When we act in his name, we act on his behalf, we have his backing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We're talking about Jesus, the great Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, the one who's coming soon. Are you ready for his return? He's coming. He is the great King. He is the Lord of glory. The fairest among 10,000. The lover of my soul. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Everyone say Jesus.
Jesus.
A few years back, I was when we were living in India, I was praying some extra time, praying and fasting. Just a little extra time. And I came out of that time of prayer and fasting, and the Lord really impressed upon my heart that my greatest call in life is not to do miracle crusades, but it is to know him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Think about the Apostle Paul for a second. How many know of the Apostle Paul? Here's a man who, now you think about it, he got born again on his way to go kill more, or, you know, at least jail more Christians. He had authorization from his religious leaders to go capture them and seize them. And on his way, Jesus in all his glory appears to him. The glory was so bright and so strong, it blinded him for 3 days. You think about that. He confessed Jesus, and he surrendered his life to Christ. And through the years, the Lord would even appear to him on other occasions and caught him up to heaven. And he heard and saw things that aren't even possible to communicate in our normal language. Think about that. He wrote what we call the Pauline Revelation. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He had such revelation of Jesus and of his glory and the things that he has accomplished for you and I. Here's the man who's raised the dead. Here's the man who planted churches all over Europe. Here's the man who was beaten, bruised, and stoned, and suffered horrendous things for Jesus Christ and had experienced so much of Jesus, had seen Jesus, and yet you see him writing in Philippians 3, oh, that I might know him.
Amen.
That was the cry of his heart. You think about it. He already knew him a lot. Think about it. He wrote the half of the New Testament. He had already had those revelations. He had already had those visions. He had already experienced and done much for him. But near the end of his life, what's he crying out? Oh, that I might know him.
Jesus.
Can you say amen? Amen? We are called to know him. In fact, the Amplified Bible of Philippians 3:10 says, my determined purpose is that I might know him. Goes on to say, to know the wonders of his person. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We are called to know him. That's your destiny, to know him. You see, and if you know him, everything else will just be fine. Amen. You'll be stable in every area of your life, whether it be your personal life, whether it be your business, whether it be your whatever your job is, with your family, with your ministry. Know him. Seek to know him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Let's go to Psalm 103 real quick. Psalm 103. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Psalm 103. Let's see more things about Jesus here. Psalm 103, verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities. He's a forgiver. Who heals all your diseases. Everyone say all. Amen. All means all. He is the healer. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Now notice verse 7. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. See? We need to know his ways, not just his acts. If you know his ways, you'll see his acts. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, Moses, he prayed on that mountain. He says, oh, show me your way that I might know you. Now, here's a man, he's already had a bunch of revelation of God himself. God talked to him like a man would talk to his friend face to face. And Moses prays, show me your way that I might know you, that I might find grace in your sight. And what was God's response? You know what he said? My presence will go with you. That was his answer. See, the knowledge of God is directly connected to his presence. The manifest presence of God. You know him, you'll have his manifest presence. So we're not talking about a head knowledge here. We're talking about experimental knowledge. Experience. Experiencing him. Amen. That's what we're called to. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's look at more. Verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Look at verse 10. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Isn't that the truth? Amen. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. And you could go on and on. He's good. He's gracious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let's go back to Galatians 1, if you will. Paul, he said something there. he said, oh, that I, or, well, he said, oh, that I might know him. That's in Philippians 3. But in Galatians 1, he said that God revealed his son, now notice, in me. Everyone say, in me.
In me.
In me. A.W. Tozer, maybe you've heard of him, he said this. He said, we have lost our spirit of worship and our ability to withdraw inwardly, to meet God in adoring silence. I want you to notice, withdraw inwardly, to meet God in adoring silence. Notice again, Paul said, it pleased God to reveal his son in me. Now, we're taught, rightfully so, to be God inside minded. How many have heard that phrase? Be God inside minded. Amen? How many know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Amen? Colossians 1 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. This wonderful Jesus we're talking about resides inside the believer. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's in me.
Yes.
He's in you. Amen. Amen. And so a lot of times we're missing it when we're looking for God out there somewhere. Amen. No, he's in me. But a lot of times when we hear the phrase, be God inside minded, it's always been in the context of, he's going to help you. That's true. Amen. How many know he's not a spiritual hitchhiker? Amen. He's there to put you over in life. We hear that, heard that. Amen. He is there to put you over in life. But what I want you to understand is the context of, he's also there so he can be revealed inside of you so you can have intimacy with him. So you can know him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
To know Christ inside. Let me leave my sermon outline here and... because I'm not sticking to it much anyway. Listen to this quote. Listen to this quote. This is a form of prayer. We're talking about, you know, to know God, you have to learn to pray. Amen. How many know there's different kinds of prayer? Amen. There's the prayer of petition, the prayer to change things, prayer of supplication, prayer of intercession, prayer of casting your care. How about just devotional prayer? Amen. Just spending time with him, seeking him. That's the kind of prayer I'm talking about today. Listen to this. The Russian mystic Theophan, the recluse. Can you imagine having that title? Mark the recluse. It's profoundly right. Listen to this. He said, to pray is to descend with the mind into the heart, and there to stand before the face of the Lord, ever present, all seeing within you. I'm going to say that again. To pray is to descend with the mind into the heart, and there to stand before the face of the Lord, ever present, all seeing within you. Amen. Christ is in you, and he is waiting for you to withdraw from the outward and to seek his face within you. Amen. Praise God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Everyone say, revelation of Christ.
Revelation of Christ.
How many know that prayer, Ephesians chapter 1, where Paul, he prayed, he said, that you would be given the spirit of wisdom and revelation, notice, in the knowledge of him. Everyone say, spirit of wisdom.
Spirit of wisdom.
And?
And
revelation in the knowledge of him. Amplified says, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. The eyes of your heart would be flooded with light. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, let's go to 1 John. He is there on the inside with the desire to reveal himself to you. And as you and I learn to withdraw from the outward and spend time with him, visit with him in our spirit by faith. Well, I don't feel anything, Brother Mark. Are you born again? Amen. Are you born again? Take God at his word and believe he's there.
Yeah.
Spend time with him there. Brother Hagin said, the more you acknowledge the fact that he's in you, the more he will manifest himself. But you have to, by faith, acknowledge him there first. Faith. Everyone say, by faith.
By faith.
Amen. Before you see or feel anything. Praise God. You know, I put a timer on this thing, but my screensaver keeps coming up. What time did I? It's 40 minutes. What time am I supposed to be done by? 10:40? Okay, 10:40. All right. I don't have to keep looking at my phone. Huh? Okay. 1 John, I want you to see this. Chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has, or what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. What manner of love. Amen. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, this is literally talking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many know he's coming? Amen. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and one day he is coming, and we shall see him face to face. And the Bible says we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, right there, when it says we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, it's talking about spirit, soul, and body, and we will shine like the sun like he does.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? We'll be crowned with glory and honor again. Like Adam was in the garden. Bright and brilliant. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But how many of you know? See, this is talking about a future revelation of Christ. But notice what Paul said in Galatians 1. When it pleased God to reveal his son in me. See, if that's just not talking about, oh, he revealed the fact that he's in me. No, it's also he had revelations of Christ who was in him. And the more that Christ reveals himself to you, and the more you are able to gaze upon his beauty, to gaze upon his glory, the more you'll be like him here in this life, right now. Amen. And thus Paul prayed, oh, that you would be given a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of revelation in the deep and intimate knowledge of Christ. The eyes of your heart would be flooded with light. The end of that prayer, it climaxes by saying that Christ, we are the body of Christ, the fullness of him, of Christ, who fills all in all. Or, one translation says, who fills every part in every member, who fills everything in everyone. That's God's plan. That's God's desire. Just on the way here, I was reading a book about the manifest presence of God. And the man quoted John 6, I believe verse 43. No man can come unto me unless the Father draw him. For how many years I've been reading the Bible, I don't know. My whole life, we'll just say that. I've always read that verse in the context of an unbeliever coming to Christ. And of course, it does apply. But how many of you know, in order for you to draw near to God, there has to be an activity of the Spirit. Anytime there is an interest, a hunger, a thirst in your heart for God, for more of God, that is a work of the Spirit. The Father, by His Holy Spirit, is wooing you. Now listen, that wooing, that hunger you might have, means two things. Number one, God's calling you. Number two, there's a guarantee of the fulfillment of that desire. Because He would never woo you unless it was possible for you to experience what you're being drawn to. There's a guarantee of a fulfillment of that desire if you continue to move forward in that hunger, in that thirst. You can have it if you will pursue it. Amen?
Amen.
We shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Now look at the next verse. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself even as He is pure. If you're going to experience the revelation of Jesus Christ in this life, you're going to have to lay aside things that would keep you from that revelation. Now, the revelation ultimately occurs by God Himself. But you have to position yourself. You have to prepare yourself to be able to receive that revelation. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verse 37 says this. Turn, O Paul, or Paul. No, Paul didn't write the whole Bible. David cries out. And it's a prayer, and I've been praying this for a while now, and I'm telling you, I'm seeing the results of it. Just a few days ago, it just dawned on me. Wow, that prayer is working. That's amazing. Praise God. And that prayer is this: turn away my eyes, Lord, from beholding worthless things, and revive me in Your way. Turn away my eyes. Everyone say, turn away. You know, we pray for revival. Do you know everywhere the Bible talks about revival, it's always preceded with repentance. Always. Here, right here. Turn away. Because to repent is to turn. Yeah. Amen. Turn away. I would challenge you to pray that on a regular basis. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. I started a Netflix show, you know. And it had a great plot and everything, but there was just so much violence in it. It got to the point where I was just like, I don't want to see this anymore. And I realized, it's because I've been praying this prayer. God's doing a work in me. I'm starting to see things the way He sees things. Can you say amen? Amen. It's a great plot. Had high reviews and wonderful blah, blah, blah. You know, I'd actually like to see what happens. But I don't want to view all the violence that's with it. So I probably just won't watch it anymore because the thought of even watching it makes me cringe. Wow. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. That's a work of the Spirit because, you know, I like war movies. I like the manly stuff, you know. But for some reason, this it just kind of just makes me cringe. I want to see His glory.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You have to lay aside things. And I can't tell you what that is. I mean, there's blatant things, of course, you have to lay aside. But there are maybe things that the Spirit of God would deal with you specifically about. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. Let's real quickly. Let's go to, I believe it would be the book of Luke. But let me just make sure here before you start going there. Yeah, Luke 11, I think. I think that's it. Then we're going to, this will be our last verse. Yeah. Luke 11. Glory to God. I'm going to read this to you. Well, I'll read it to you in the New King James. Luke 11 is very interesting here. Luke 11, verse 33. Jesus, everyone say Jesus is talking.
Jesus is talking.
He says, No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand that those who come in may see the light. Now, notice this. The lamp of the body. Everyone say the lamp of the body.
Lamp of the body.
Is the eye. What's that mean? The light source of your being is your eyes. Amen. What are you looking at? Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Now, I want you to listen to this last part. In the New Living, it says, if you are filled with light with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant as though a floodlight were filling you with light. It's exactly what happened right before Stephen died and he was sharing the gospel with the religious leaders. The Bible says his face was shining like an angel. Can you say amen? It's exactly what happened when Moses, after being in the glory of God, and what was he doing? He was beholding the glory of God for 40 days, and then came down and threw the tablets down on the ground because of the idolatry, and then went back up for another 40 days. Comes down, 80 days on the mountain, comes down glowing. Why? He had an eye for the glory of God. You and I, when we turn away our eyes from worthless things, and we get revived by His Word, by His presence, beholding His majesty within our spirits, because that's where He is. People are going to say things to you. What's different about you? You emanate the presence of God. There's light. There's glory. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We're called to behold His glory. We're called to have revelations of Christ within us. Christ in you. The hope, the confident expectancy of glory. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Glory to Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. And of course, lest you think I'm telling you to go become a recluse like that guy and go live in a cave for the rest of your life. No, because notice what Paul said in Galatians 1. Please God to reveal His Son in me that I might preach Him among the Gentiles. I'm telling you, the more aware we are of Christ in us, the more effective we will be in communicating Christ to other people. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's close our eyes for a second. It's really all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's not about this church per se. It's not about my ministry, Mark Bowling, or Global Impact Ministries. It is, in a sense, from the fact that this church is about Jesus. My ministry is about Jesus. But what it really boils down to is this. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
Knowing Christ and making Him known. Amen. It's about Jesus. And I don't know, actually, most of you I don't know. Actually, 95% of you I don't know. I don't know your struggles. I know this. My wife has a saying. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a story. Everyone has battles and struggles and weaknesses. But for everyone, there's a man. He is God. His name is Jesus. And if you're here today and you've never accepted him into your heart as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you did years ago, maybe you did last year, maybe you did a few months ago, but your heart has strayed and there's sin in your life and the Holy Spirit right now is convicting you. And if he is, even right now, maybe your heart could be pounding a little bit. And you're getting a little nervous because you know the Spirit of the living God is touching you right now. If that's you, I would encourage you to come to Christ. Whether it doesn't matter what you have done, what you're doing, come to him. Lay it aside. Come to him. Because anything outside of him is really just misery. Amen. Anything outside of him. He created you. You were made for him. So until you give your heart to him, you won't ever be satisfied. So if that's you, and you say, I want this Jesus. I want to surrender my life fully to Christ. I want to get right with God. Lift your hand. Anybody here like that? Lift your hand. Anybody here? Hallelujah. Let me ask this question. How many of you know I am right with God and Jesus? I love him so much. Lift your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift it up high. All right. Well, not everyone lifted their hand, so I'm just going to give that invitation one more time. If you're here today and you say, Brother Mark, my life's not right. I know it. God knows it. But I know Jesus died for me, and I want to surrender my life to him right now. I want to make it right. Lift your hand real quick. God bless you, sir. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Anybody else? Yes, God bless you, ma'am. Anybody else? Now's the time. Today is the day of salvation. There's a verse, and even songs that Christians quote and sing. It says, today is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Read in context of the verse, of the passage that it's in, it even says, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. So when it says, today is the day the Lord has made, it's talking about this day of grace, this day of acceptance. God is pleading with you, through me right now, he's pleading with you. I will accept you. Just come to me. I will accept you. Just come to me. Hallelujah. Anybody say, that's me. I want to come to Jesus. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. And it's the day the Lord has made. How did he make it? Through the sacrifice of Jesus. The shed blood of Jesus. Oh, we're so thankful. Let's all lift our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. For shedding your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Paying that great price. Amen. All right, now, there was a couple, two or three people who raised their hands. I'm going to ask you to just come forward. Right now, we're going to pray with you. Come forward. Come forward, sir. Praise God. Yes, come. Come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come. Come. If you raised your hand, or maybe you should have or wished, you can just stand right here and face me. Bless you, sir. What's your name? Daniel. Bless you, man. Maybe you should have. Maybe you could have. Would have, should have, could have. What's it say? What was that Pastor Pierre said that one time? What should be? What could be? What should be? Must be. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Maybe you're afraid to come down by yourself. Ask your neighbor to come with you. Walk with you. We will pray with you. We're all rooting for you. Yeah. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Praise God. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Daniel. So, is this the first time coming to Christ? Have you done this before? Mm-hmm. Have you accepted Christ as your Lord? Trying. But you know what? We can know that we know. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, the Bible says, Romans 10, if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, your Lord, boss, master, ruler, amen. You confess with your mouth that He is your Lord. Believe in your heart that He died for your sins, and that He rose again from the dead. You will be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That doesn't mean you're going to have a perfect life. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean you're going to be, you know, without sin and you're just going to never mess up ever again. Doesn't mean that. You're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes. Ask my wife. You know what I mean? But He's merciful. We just keep coming back to Him. Just keep coming back to Him. All right? Let's all pray this together real loud and strong, okay? Close your eyes. Now, if there's something that He's talking to you about, you know what I mean? Like you're conscious. I'm not talking about a voice out of heaven, but you're conscious saying, you know what? That's got to stop. You tell Him about it. Say, Lord, I commit. I'm giving You my life, okay? Lift your hand. Let's all say it together. Dear God in heaven,
I acknowledge
I'm a sinner,
but I believe Jesus Christ
is Your Son.
I believe
He died
for my sins.
He took my place.
He
shed His blood
to wash away my
sin.
I believe
that.
I believe
He was buried.
I also believe
that You raised Him from the dead.
And therefore,
I confess
Jesus Christ
is Lord of my life.
I accept You.
Dear Jesus,
I accept You
into my heart
as my Savior.
Come,
live inside of me now.
Thank You
for saving me now
and making me a child of God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say this.
Amen.
Say this. I turn away
from all sin,
my past,
and I surrender
my life completely over to You.
Dear Father,
I choose
to become a student
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That might be like Him.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Father, I thank You for Daniel
in the name of Jesus.
Thank You that Your hand is upon him
and You're working in his
life.
We break every power
of the devil off of
him in the name of
Jesus.
And we declare
he will be
a fruitful,
strong
believer,
strong
Christian
in the name of
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you, man.
Bless you.
Praise God.
Amen.
We'll talk to him, all right?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, it's harvest time in Lake Worth.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Bless you.